USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats in the Texas House of Representatives say a new voting law is restrictive and have vowed to not return until a 30-day special session on the bill ends. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell explains what he believes will happen if the new voting law is passed.
The Texas legislature was going to consider bills that would expand the minimum hours of early voting, make even more counties provide 12-hour days of early voting, and make it even easier for voters to fix mistakes on mail-in ballots so their votes would actually count.
Senate Democrats and President Biden will meet on Wednesday after a budget agreement was reached. They're looking to gain support for the $3 trillion plan that includes more spending on Medicare, fighting climate change, and investing in child care and education. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
Secretary of State Alejandro Mayorkas says Cubans and Haitians should not think about trying to get into the United States by sea. Mayorkas saying more resources will be deployed to the Caribbean region because of the unrest in those two countries.
Individuals who take to the seas will actually not enter the United States. They are interdicted at sea and they are repatriated to their countries of origin.
Data shows Cuban illegal immigrants trying to get into the United States by land at the U.S.-Mexico border. A bipartisan group of senators is introducing a bill that empowers sexual assault and harassment survivors. New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says forced arbitration clauses allow companies to hide sexual assault cases and it shields repeat offenders. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham adding those clauses muzzle the victim because of fine print. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As Cuban Americans in Florida continue to show their support for the protests in Havana over the weekend, the State Department is looking for ways to help people in Cuba.
The U.S. State Department is looking into ways to support the Cuban people after thousands took to the street this weekend in the largest protest that the country has seen in years. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Tuesday that the department was considering an array of options with a focus on humanitarian needs. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says this is the chance for the change that the U.S. has sought in Cuba for decades. The California Republican tells Fox News that we should offer as much help as possible to those Cubans calling for their freedom.
We should be promoting democracy everywhere in the world. This is 90 miles away. We've been craving the opportunity to change Cuba. What have we watched for decades of people who would leave there, risk their lives coming across for the idea of freedom? Here is a window of opportunity that we should not let pass by. We should, in the strongest manner, help those who desire freedom to be able to attain it inside Cuba.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A federal judge is blocking New York City from moving forward with its plan to transfer disabled homeless from hotels to shelters. Thousands of homeless people were transferred to hotels during the coronavirus pandemic, and the city wants to move them back to homeless shelters. The Department of Homeless Services saying it'll make adjustments and start moving people next week, despite the ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.